Well, visiting with PCM track and field coach Logan Bigler here at the state qualifying meet in Monroe. Coach, really successful meet for both your boys and girls team. Just walk me through how you feel it went overall.
Really happy, really proud. There's a lot of heart and guts shown tonight by the kids. And in reality, at the end of the day, that's all you can ever ask for. We talked yesterday about go get a PR, go get top two, chase time. And at the end of the day, we went all in, and we let the kids go race. And I mean, it was just a wonderful and beautiful night.
Yeah, you know, being able to compete here at home at PCM, kind of what did that mean to you to be able to do this? I mean, of course, there's crowds from all different schools, but to be able to do this here on your home turf.
Yeah, I think I would say at first I had mixed emotions, right? I'm a big believer and big fan of kind of getting away, minimizing the distractions and all that stuff. And the second running started happening, because I think that's when the meet really starts happening. Field events are fantastic, but it's so hard because the action doesn't really start. You could hear the PCM crowd. You could hear the vibes. And there's just overall just fantastic support all over the place. And when you can run on your home track, as seniors, this is their last time running on it. Man, what a blessing.
Yeah, I was going to talk about, you know, that too. Of course, it's exciting for any event to make it to state, but those seniors, especially going out, especially in the spring sports season, being able to go out on such a high level, and then, you know, they're still not done yet, of course.
Yeah, yesterday all we talked about was give ourselves a chance. And at the end of the day, that's what we did tonight. These seniors, they mean a lot to our program on the boys and girls side. There's about 15 or so boys and about four girls. But those 19 to 20 kids, man, oh, man, have they done wonders for our teams? Have they done wonders for our school and our communities? I mean, just fantastic role models for our younger cats. And it shows from top to bottom when you're getting performances freshman through senior. Man, wow.
Yeah, and you start now preparing for that state track and field meet, and there's obviously a lot that goes into that, and that's a huge stage. What's kind of the process like that as you get ready for this next week?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you got to take care of your bodies. You know, at districts, you can do some different things because you got that 30-minute break. Like we had some kids run 3 800s tonight, which on a typical night, that's not normal. You had multiple 400s, multiple 800s. We got to take care of our bodies, and we're going to enjoy it tonight. We'll enjoy it tomorrow when we're in our team meetings. And then after that, the flip kind of switches. And so all we ever asked for was to get into the dance. And, man, did we have a lot of stuff go there.
Coach, you know, you were head of this boys program in the past, but now taking over the girls program. What is it like to have, you know, the success that you have on both levels of these programs this season?
It's not a one-man show in all reality. I have three amazing assistants, Jason Stock, Eric Osterhaus, and John Schaefer. They saved my life, to be completely honest. I have some wacky ideas and things like that. And when it all comes down to it, I can't thank them enough. It takes a lot from the kids, too. When you get high school girls, high school boys on, like, practicing together and things like that, you know, back in February, it was iffy from time to time because it was new. It was just different. And then when you start doing all this stuff together, it's contagious. And when everybody's rolling in the same direction with the same goals, I mean, tonight's just proof in the pudding.
Coach, congrats on a great state qualifying meet, and best of luck at state.
I appreciate it. Thank you.